Penzoy, yes, I mean, of Oi's band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, let's do it. And joining us, fresh back from her appearance on the Steve Harvey TV show, and now has a Letterman jacket with Steve Harvey's name on one side and yours on the other. Is there a romantic announcement you want to make now that you're wearing Steve Harvey's Letterman jacket?
No, but I am impressed that these are... You only get this if you're Harvey's hero. And that's what the Play It Forward segment was all about, being a Harvey's hero.
I'm very proud of you, and I want to hear all about it. But let's just jump right to the chase. So excited to find out. And just guessing and people calling up and emailing me. And what do you think Sam did for the shout-out for you on the show that she promised? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if she, like, had my name on a shirt or pulled her ear like Carol Burnett or what she did. So I can't wait for it to air. You got to tell me. What's my big shout-out? What's my big parlay into national television?
Okay. Well, there was a point where I kind of stuck my tongue out. That happened. That's for you. How's that?
Rather underwhelming. We even went over some stuff. I gave you suggestions. I offered to rehearse with you. Oh, Steve, I got to tell you, it's just like a carny all the time. We're going crazy. That's all you had to say. Are you telling me that didn't happen?
Well, the carny crazy thing kind of was in my head, but I was afraid if I said that, he'd look at me like I was crazy and want to know what I was talking about.
And so, then you could have said, well, see, there's this guy, Junk, because then that would have led into my plan.
Right. And then they would have edited all that, and then it would have been a waste of crazy time. Carny. Crazy.
So, what you're telling me in essence here is I got nothing. After you promised on the show.
I promised on
that I would get a shout
show.
Out.
Yes.
So, what you're telling me is I got bupkis.
Bupkis. Well, you got a tongue stick out. And I think that's great to have. If I were you.
But no one's going to go, oh, look, she stuck her tongue. I bet that was for, no one's going to know.
Well, they'll know from the show. But I did see that Facebook post and I was like, oh my God, I'm damaged. And then I asked you if you wanted to make it the end of the TNMC. Yeah, that was it. You said, what is that?
The what? What the what? Well, I'm very proud of you, regardless of being a liar pants. And also, Jeff Mazingo and Brian McCaro at Mazingo Music 2 involved in this. And actually, this happening because of their nomination of you. But also, some money came along with.
Yeah, and that's what, I guess part of the show, they were going to surprise you with something. Of course, I had no idea what. So it was a great opportunity to be on a national program, and what a great platform for Play It Forward and to, you know, to meet Steve Harvey and you're in front of a live audience. It was high energy and it was a lot of fun. And they presented the jacket, which was way cool because I've never had one of these because I didn't go to college and I don't think they give them in high school.
They do.
Oh, well, I never got one in high school. I'm going to talk to my mom.
I know, because I have five of them.
Oh, you're awesome. Well, I've never had one, so that's very cool. And then he kind of said something. He goes, well, this is why you're our Harvey's hero. And I sat there for a second, and then they pulled out one of those large, like they give you at the lottery check, that cardboard-looking check.
Yeah.
And when I looked at it, there's a huge logo on the side. It said Mozingo's, and I instantly knew that's Mozingo's from St. Louis, obviously. And that was just brought me so much joy, that a great platform of the Steve Harvey Show, but actually the realness and the financial gift came right here out of St. Louis. And that doesn't get any better than that. to me.
But we don't know when this is going to air.
No, they told me probably 2 more weeks, so certainly we'll keep it posted everywhere. And I know it'll air at 4 p.m. on a weekday, so we'll see. And they did say, you know, they gave Mozingles all the credit that they had contacted them, and Mozingles wanted to partner with this. So shout out to Mozingles and Brian Vaccaro, because he's been amazing. He's been instrumental, no pun intended.
Oh, very. That's very true. Well, let us know when you get an air date so I can stick my tongue out while I'm on the air and people will know that that means that your show's going to be on a particular day. Bunch of crap. All right. Play it forward, STL.org. Read about all the wonderful things that Sam's doing for people outside of this room. Okay, let's jump into music, shall we?
Let's do it. Well, real quick, first I want to say thank you to Javier Mendoza, a good friend of Play It Forward's and of you, I know. He just gave me 2 beautiful acoustic guitars a few days ago for the program.
I saw those pictures. In fact, I shared those on Facebook, too.
You know, you did. Thank you. And he's so crazy. He called me up and he said, look, I've got these 2 old guitars. They're not in great shape, but if you'd like to have them. And then when he brings them to me, they're beautiful.
Right.
I mean, they're polished, freshly tuned and restrung and the whole bit. I'm like, Javier, these are amazing guitars. He made it sound like they were just a couple old junk guitars
Willie
he
Nelson's
had laying around.
Guitar with holes in it and things.
Right. So well done, Javier Mendoza, because we do like that.
Play It Forward online at playitforwardstl.org. Now the other hat of promoting local music that's out there, and let's hear something. What do you got in mind?
What do we have first? Blind Cat. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I've not.
This cat is actually blind. He's a musician.
Okay.
He's been around.
It's all starting to come together now.
Yeah, it's been around. He's been around forever. I've seen him perform a few times. Really, really nice guy. So he'll be playing at the, oh my God, what is that?
Somebody moving some stuff out there.
Okay.
The ground vibrated.
Yeah, we're only on the second floor, right?
Yeah.
It's not too far of a jump. Any hoops. An evening of entertainment at the Maryland Heights Recreation Center, 2344 McKeevely Road, Maryland Heights.
McKelvey?
Or that.
Okay. You're from the other side of the river. We'll give you a pass.
I'm from England, remember? Friday, March 15th at 7 o'clock. It's a $20 suggested donation. This is a benefit for the Recreation Council. And this council works to ensure that individuals with disabilities are able to do activities of their choice, such as like archery, horseback riding, racing. I looked at their website. I was pretty impressed.
Go ahead. What?
RecreationCouncil.org for more information. RecreationCouncil.org. Did I write this?
Did you come here right from happy hour? Just out of curiosity.
So I like this song. This is Blind Cat's version of Pride and Joy.
Blind Cat, Maryland Heights Rec Center, Friday the 15th. So a week from tomorrow, benefiting the Recreational Council there. And Blind Cat playing piano, drums, guitar on that?
Guitar okay. on that. Right. He's actually a great singer and a great guitar player. He's been around for a long, long time.
Blind-cat.com, his website. All right, who else? What else?
One of my good friends, Eric Lysette, who is also the guitar player for Super Jam,
right.
which we all know and love. Eric is also a singer-songwriter extraordinaire. He's working on his solo project called Salisbury. That's his other band. He's been doing Salisbury for many years. First album, Salisbury, was out in, probably 6 or 7 years ago. So this is almost a sequel to the first album, and it's called Life is a Heartbreak. It's going to be a great album. It's out this summer. Jacob Dietering at Red Pill, they've been doing all the tracks and editing. And do you call it editing?
What
do you
yes.
call it?
Yes.
Is it editing?
Yes.
Oh, see, I am a music major person. So you can catch Eric tonight at House of Rock with Super Jam, or you can catch him every Tuesday at Molly's and every Wednesday at Sonny's. Both those venues are there in Soulard.
Oh, H-O-R is House of Rock. House of Rock tonight, because I was looking at your notes, and it said whore tonight. Eric's a whore tonight. You see, you just have H-O-R there.
Yeah, that's abbreviated for House of Rock.
Well, now I know. I'm glad you said it and not me. So a lot of opportunities to see Eric Lysette. Do you have is this from the upcoming release, or is this?
This is from the new album. Again, not quite released. They're still doing some stuff in the studio. And I'm realizing that I didn't write the name down.
That's all right. Let's hear it and guess.
A sleepy little town, lightning striking without warning, just to crash into the ground. And there's a crack in the window pane, and the water's leaking in, puddles forming in. Flooding back again. Up in Cheriton County, there's a girl with a sadness in her eyes, laying down by the river.
Eric Lysette, soon to be released. Album coming out, Sheraton County, probably the name of that. Since
the name of that track is definitely Sheraton County.
All right, so
listen, I've been a huge Eric Lysette fan since day one, and it's very soft and it's very very
is
Missouri.
Is it all very mellow and
probably like most that? Of this album is, yeah.
Well, that's so weird because you know,
but he's such a rocker.
Super Jam isn't exactly a you know soft sounds. Of
no, it
super
isn't.
Rock.
But this is Eric's own project, and I mean he's just a brilliant songwriter. So I'm. And there's a huge Salisbury fan base out there. So Salisbury fans know this album is coming out. And when it's released, it'll be great. And maybe we'll play another song. There's actually a track on this album called Jacob Smiles. That's a great personal meaning to me. So maybe we'll spin that when the album is released.
So is it Salisbury after Salisbury Hill or after Salisbury Steak?
I'm just going to go Hill over Steak.
All right. Well, that's your homework assignment. Find out
okay.
next time. Will you please?
Yeah.
All right. We can squeeze one more in before Dazzlin' Danny D hits the airwaves. What, pray tell, do you have there?
Slim Buffalo Bob that we often see downstairs, I believe.
Buffalo Bob is a workhorse. He's been doing this a long time.
He says that you guys have history together, and I replied, shocking. A lot of people have history with you.
All right. Make your point.
All right. So you can check out Buffalo Bob on Facebook or YouTube every Sunday night at Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club right downstairs, Westport Plaza, Maryland Heights, from 8 to 11:30. He says it's an open jam session. He told me once that Sammy Hagar stopped in and jammed with him.
Would not surprise me.
How about that? Obviously, Buffalo Bob's been around for a long time, played with some rock and roll Hall of Fame artists such as Chuck Berry, Johnny Johnson, the Coasters, Bugs Henderson. Thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
John Lee Hooker. So, yeah, this cat's been around for a while. And on this particular track, Johnny Johnson, the late, great Johnny Johnson from St. Louis, is on the piano. So I thought that was kind of cool. This track is called Personal Chauffeur.
All right. And again, tell us when your Steve Harvey thing is going to be on TV so we can let everybody know about that. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to go on the Ellen show and I'm also going to do Good Morning America. And you'll get your shout out, Carney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I didn't want to. We're saving it for the big dogs.
How many jackets do you need, though, really?
I don't know how many you can get. I wonder if you can get a circuit of jackets. I did want to say, and I think this is important to mention real quick, Play It Forward's project for the summer is East St. Louis is actually in the process of creating an orchestra, which in the history of East St. Louis has never had one.
That's weird. Really?
Yes. It's been talked about for a couple of years now, but I'm actually working with some people that are involved with that. And Mark, my friend Mark from Orchestrating Diversity. So I think what Play It Forward's going to do with the money gifted from Mozingo's is to get into their shop and maybe buy, you know, start off with 50 music stands and some accessories and some books. And then we're really going to start pushing our audience to please donate some violins, some cellos, some violas to help launch this East St. Louis Orchestra.
We're behind you.
Man, because can you imagine 15 years from now that East St. Louis is playing at the Sheldon? So I think big like that. I'm big, big.
That's awesome. Thank you, Sam. Welcome back, by
the
way.
Thank you, my love.
Buffalo Bob's going to take us out of this segment. We'll come back with Dan Dirkholtz. Dazzle and Danny D next. Some national acts coming to town and new releases from them as well that you might want to check out. That's on the way. Stick around. It's the Thursday Night Music Club on KTRS.